This is 7AD, all right, the folk at Don River Railway putting the word out to try and secure some more state, federal government funding in particular for redevelopment there. To tell us more, General Manager Eamon Seddon, hello.
Good morning.
How long in the job now for you?
Just on 6 months.
Going well then?
It's going extremely well.
So we're getting into the tourist season as the weather gets a bit warmer, so more people will be getting on board that train. Now, let's talk about the funding. So you've already secured $2 million from the state government towards track and infrastructure upgrades and also with insurance costs. Is that right?
Yes. The insurance costs have been a general funding by government for all the heritage railways in Tasmania. We've managed a while back to get funding that will go towards our project of getting us onto the main line in the next couple of years.
With that vision, it's going to cost, you reckon, about $20 million total, so you need another 18.
Yeah, I think we could get onto the main line for less than that. The full project, if your listeners remember, was about creating a whole visitor centre at the Don Village. Now, obviously, we would like to go down that route one of these days, earlier rather than later, to actually give passengers the full experience. But the beauty about that $18 million project is it can be split into smaller chunks.
Yeah.
And it's those smaller chunks that we're now chasing funding for.
How are you going with that? Have you had any response or what?
Well, we had a very good response just prior to the election. In fact, we got a $10 million federal Liberal government commitment if they won the election to fund us $10 million. Now, obviously, for us, unfortunately, that wasn't the case. So we're now sort of looking back at what we're doing and approaching politicians from across party. We believe this is a very apolitical stance to look at attracting federal funding so we can further the project forward.
To me, it seems like a no-brainer. I mean, it's the old case of, to use that old saying, build it and they will come, right?
I think absolutely. All the studies, all the support we're getting from the Tasmanian government, Tasmanian opposition, the Tourism Industry Council says it's the right direction forward, not just for Don River Railway, but for the region. And so from my perspective, yes, it is a case of making sure we get it done so the region itself can benefit.
If you're looking at the construction of that visitor centre, for example, and also all the work that needs to connect to the main line, that means jobs.
It most certainly means jobs. It will mean direct jobs during the contracting stage. As the Don River Railway gets busier, we will need more full-time posts to actually run the railway.
Yeah.
And then, there's, of course, the economic spin-off into the whole of the region. As we attract more visitors, there will be a need for more cafes, more hotel spaces, everything that is around that tourism economy that is so essential to the area.
It seems like common sense to me. $18 million is for governments. That's not a huge chunk out of budgets, whether it be federal or state. And I'm sure everyone listening looks forward to the day that you can get on that train at Devonport and go all the way to Penguin. Fantastic.
Absolutely. That's our aim and that's what we want to do.
Thanks for having a yarn, Eamon.
All best. Cheers.